The Grassroots.
Well, tonight on Grassroots, I want you to consider this. How much do you consume, and are you inadvertently or deliberately part of a shift to thrift? Coronavirus has brought with it a massive drop in consumer confidence, and with unemployment also up, a lot of people have changed their spending habits dramatically. Some experts are predicting that the changes to what the way we spend might be here to stay for a long time, similar to the way that people who lived through the Great Depression often developed thrifty spending patterns that lasted a lifetime. I'm joined by Jana Bowden. She's an Associate Professor of Marketing and Chair of Ethics at the Macquarie Business School. She's been keenly watching what she refers to as the shift to thrift. Hello, Jana. Welcome to Nightlife.
Good evening, Suzanne. How are you?
Well, thanks. So, Jana, have we been big spenders until now? Is that kind of in our DNA or not?
Look, I think everybody loves to spend, and particularly due to lockdown, we like to spend even more. In fact, it's been interesting watching some of the statistics, because the Australian Bureau of Statistics just announced that spending is significantly up in this May period. In fact, apparel and footwear is up some 100% on May. So I think there's a case going on at present of lockdown blues, and emergence from the lockdown blues, where people are actually wanting to spend their money. But overall, as you said at the start of this section, really, there is this reduction in spending, and consumers are pulling those purse strings much tighter because of the recessionary effects and also unemployment.
Now, is it all a direct result of COVID-19, or have you noticed anything in the changing spending habits before that?
Yeah, look, I mean, in terms of the retail sector has really been suffering over the last 12 to 18 months. Last year, we saw retail as a category decline. It's continued into this year. Of course, with COVID, the impact on the retail sector has just been severe. And now, of course, we're seeing store closures. We're seeing consumers not spending their money. And so COVID has really accelerated a reduction in spend overall, and consumers are just unwilling to open their wallets.
And does that seem to be the case whether you've lost your job or you haven't lost your job? Does it seem to be happening across the board?
Yeah, I think with any change in economic conditions, of course, there is fear in the consumer's mind. And looking forward, where, 20% of consumers are not confident about Australia's recovery from the economic effects of COVID, for example, some 50% of consumers are worried about future income. And so those kinds of effects are profound in terms of how consumers feel about their daily lives. We have seen some interesting kind of anomalies to that. Of course, with lockdown, we've seen actually spend increase in some particular categories. It's almost like an isolation drug effect that's happening. Consumers have actually spent more money on things like groceries, of course. We need that for stockpiling purposes at the start of the pandemic. Things like home improvement, DIY, hardware, electronics, pharmacies and medical products as well have seen a spike. But they're anomalies in the spending patterns.
Do you know, I reckon I'm guilty of every single one of those. I've done the home improvements. I bought all the pasta, obviously, but I had lots of pasta,
And the toilet paper, of course.
Yes, my husband went and bought a new Xbox last week. He's like, I've been deprived for so long. This is what I need. What about you? Did you notice that you were also fitting some of these stereotypes of the way that we're spending?
I've done things I would never have admitted to prior. I have a subscription to toilet paper. I have pantries that are full to the brim. I've been doing DIY as well. I think really this is basically kind of a caving and a cocooning effect. We're in our houses more, we're spending more time at home. Many of us who are still employed have a work from home situation. So we've had to prepare the houses not only for that work from home situation, but also for entertainment. Also, of course, when schools were closed, for those listeners that have children, the children were home. And if we have to find ways to entertain them. So we've been investing in things that kind of support that lockdown lifestyle. And that has been these things like home decor, online streaming, Netflix, electronics and hardware and so on, as you were saying.
And then I haven't had the haircut, but for the first time in 25 years, I went and got the packet of hair dye from the supermarket.
Oh, dear. Your hairdresser, may be questioning that when you return.
Well, I was surprised people were saying, oh, it looks really good. I'm like, oh, you know, it's the $15 packet. So exactly, I wonder how long I'm going to stay away from the hairdresser.
There's been actually some interesting things in that regard, because there's been this proliferation of YouTube videos and also websites discussing how consumers can cut their hair at home and dye their hair at home. Of course, there's been disasters reported as well. but yeah, look, I mean, consumers are starting to take matters into their own hands. That's true.
So I guess, Jana, when this first happened, we weren't sure exactly how long we were going to be locked down for. And while Australia seems to be coming out of it, I mean, the Prime Minister was saying, look, it's going to be 6 months, and we seem to be coming out of it 3 months later. So how severe is this economic shock going to be? I mean, there's a lot of discussion. Are we going to have a V-shaped recovery or a U-shaped recovery? But do you think we're going to be dealing with the changes that have affected our economy for quite a while time to come?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I mean, at present, the speculation seems to be based mostly around what's going to happen in September, and particularly when JobKeeper comes off. I mean, of course, from a retail perspective, retailers are currently, many of them, using JobKeeper to keep their staff employed, and consumers are also using probably some of that money to spend on products. I mean, we have seen a lift in consumer spend in the ABS data for May, for example. So when that all comes to a halt and the unemployment levels rise, they're already at a 19-year high, but they rise further. I do believe that, you know, the foreseeable future in terms of consumer spend, particularly in the discretionary category, things like apparel, luxury items, travel, tourism, cafes and restaurants, will have a continued, you know, dampening effect. The economic conditions will have a dampening effect on that. And this won't be a short-term thing. This will probably stretch into next year.
Jana Bowden is with us. She's Associate Professor of Marketing at the Macquarie Business School and the Chair of Ethics there. Now, I understand, Jana, you believe that, you know, when we've seen it, the Great Depression shaped a generation forever. Is this, the effects of the coronavirus shutdown, going to make lasting change? Is it going to be with us that long?
Yeah, from a consumer spend perspective, yes. I mean, I think that there are going to be significant short-term effects on what consumers are buying and why they're buying those things. But as with the Great Depression, we saw changes in consumer psychology that did last a very long time. In fact, it affected generations of consumers. So, you know, that severe economic downturn has repercussions for how that individual feels, how they feel about their lifestyle, how they feel about their spending, how they feel also about their fundamental value sets and raising their families. And we've seen that generations affected by the Great Depression have actually had a permanent change in their behavior to accommodate that psychological shock that occurred during that economic depression period. So yes, you know, it may be that COVID has a similar effect. I mean, there was discussion in the media earlier on that the effects of COVID might actually, from an economic perspective and a global perspective in particular, be more significant than the effects of the Great Depression. Of course, we've yet to see how that plays out, but there is a very real possibility that generations living through this period and the effects of COVID will have a continued psychological impact from this experience.
Not to mention we'll be reaching for the hand sanitizer more frequently than generations ahead of us. I mean, that's a huge call, Jana, to say more significant than the Great Depression. Do you have any points of view on whether that may be true or not?
Look, I don't have the crystal ball, but I do have the evidence to suggest that, you know, these downturn periods do affect consumers in a long run perspective. I mean, it's also interesting to think about, I think, how this period has also changed our shopping behaviours, because never again will we look at a shopping experience the same way. As you said, with hand sanitizers and so on, I mean, we used to enjoy the shopping experience. It used to be kind of a retail therapy. And really, for many consumers, many segments, it's probably turned into more retail anxiety. You can't even walk into a shop now without being confronted by a bottle of hand sanitizer or somebody spraying it on you. That's something that's never happened before. And of course, that sets up fear about the shopping experience in itself. So the shopping experience has fundamentally changed for consumers going forward as well.
Just today, I went to a cafe for breakfast. I had to sign in before I was allowed to go and sit down, which was also an entirely new experience. And then sit at a table there were like two tables in this giant room. And it was a very strange experience. So the whole vibe of going out has changed very much as well.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, going out to cafes and restaurants, as you were saying, are experiential things. They're almost hedonic things. They're things we do for joy and for socialization. And to have to go through these kind of functional processes, transactional processes, obviously in our best interests, does take away from that experience. A similar story would be, for example, the Apple stores. When they reopened, before you could go into the store, you had to queue and you would have your temperature checked before you actually entered the store. So it's taken away from that, you know, experiential aspect of what shopping is and in a way, the joy of what shopping is as well. Never before have we had to like look at the floor to follow arrows and stand on spots, and go to a checkout and be confronted by, you know, a perspex barrier. So all of these things are very new and are fundamentally shifting what the actual experience is and how enjoyable or otherwise it is.
All right, interesting stuff. It'll be very interesting to see, you know, in a couple of years' time how we look back on this and the changes that have been wrought. Jana, thanks so much for joining us on Nightlife tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Jana Bowden is Associate Professor of Marketing at Macquarie Business School, the Chair of Ethics.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.